This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. When I went to Camden, Tennessee to take the tactical response class, I took two guns with me, and they're all built by this guy that we're about to talk to. I don't know if there's any more like it. I know there's two more that are mine that he's got, that if there's any others like it, those two might be. But as far as I know right now, I've got two of the very few examples of this. But this is just the beginning of something new at its infancy. From Ace Firearms, joining me for the first time is Roger Ward. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I still enjoy carrying my Max, my Militia Arms custom pistols. But that's not why I had you. I'm having you on the show. You've been seeing all of this stuff about the 3D printed gun. What do you think about that as a manufacturer? And we're going to talk about what kind of a manufacturer you are just very shortly. But what do you think about those?
I think it's a gimmick. Because that's just my opinion. It's from what I've seen. Sure, they'll fire a few bullets, but short of a gimmick where you're going to go out and say, hey, it goes pop, you know, I don't really see much to it there. All the panic that everybody's raising about it, it's already illegal to make a gun that's not detectable by x-ray machines. They've already got laws that say this is illegal to do, but you also have the right to make your own guns at home. You can make a gun a year at home under the ATF rules. It's not a problem. It's for personal use. So,
right.
To me, that's a passing fad. Some guy sued for the right to do it, and he was right to sue them for that. But as far as what I would use it for, no, I have better ways to make guns and better guns to make.
So with Cody Wilson, I think when he was doing this, that the whole idea behind this was the concept that you can't stop people from getting guns. And to that end, he did succeed, although the Liberator, which is his 3D printed pistol, not necessarily something I would like to have. Now, if I were to get with you and say, Roger, let's go to Lowe's, can we pick up most of the things to build a very rough, rudimentary gun at Lowe's?
Oh yeah, there's people doing that all the time. It's commonly known as far as these gun buybacks that some of these cities are having, that you can go to Lowe's, buy you a little piece of black pipe or some kind of, and put a nail with a spring on it, put your shotgun shell in it, and say, I've got a gun.
Right.
And it's fully functioning. So the ATF's definition of a gun, it's basically got to be trigger-fired, and it's got to be fired by a propellant, an explosive propellant. And as long as you can make it do that, it's a gun. And, yeah, there was a guy in California, I think, that made three or four shotguns, and I think he got some money out of it. I think he spent about $50 to do it, and he probably got $1,000 out of them.
So, like, if I'm going there right now, part of building a gun is the barrel is a very important part of building a gun, because the barrel has got to contain and hold that round in place to a certain degree, to a certain tolerance, and at the same time contain that explosion, which is what happens when the round detonates and it's keeping the brass in there and everything else. I can still find that kind of stuff at Lowe's. I can find piping that would do that the right way.
Yeah, I mean, it's not difficult to do. It's as far as the thing about the 3D guns is you have to look at the chamber pressures and the different calibers. Even with the chamber pressures on, like, 9mm, I think the minimum that goes to is, like, 30,000 PSI. So
right.
The chamber pressure from discharging one round is over 30,000 PSI. And, yes, it has to contain it. It has to direct it out the barrel. The barrel is going to see the brunt of it, but the chamber has to hold it as well. The slide's going to catch the recoil out of it. But You can fire one round at a time or a very limited amount. That's the same thing with the guy with the shotguns in California. He had one round in it, but it's still considered a gun.
Right. And of course, then there's the kits and everything. Now you do 80% lowers as well. How many of those would you think you sell a year if you had to put a number on it, just guessing? And these are people that just get them. It's completely legal and what?
Well, I mean, the question would be how many are sold nationally. We sold a good many of them. It's just a matter of, but under law, it's just a chunk of aluminum. So there are no reporting factors about how many were sold. And I can tell you at least, but yes, we make AR-10s and AR-15 lowers, 80% lowers, and we make 100% lowers. And we also make the jigs for them, which we actually just got through machining and anodizing and laser engraving and all that. But there's absolutely nothing that says you can't make a firearm at home for personal use.
Right. So is this just another – is this a way to try to gin up a panic or gin up – you know, with gun grabbers, they're always looking to try to create emotion. And in a lot of times, the emotion is going to be fear. And getting out there and is this just another way to gin up that emotion to get the fear going to where they can call for gun control and then try to push it out there because of 3D printed guns?
You have a – well, I do agree with the guy that sued him. You have a right to make a gun at home. I believe it's 1 year, if I'm not mistaken, for the ATF regulations. But
right.
The fact of the matter is you have a right to do that. If they try to strip away the right, it doesn't matter how you make a gun. If you go to Lowe's and buy the parts or Home Depot or any of those other people, or if you go cut a piece of pipe off somewhere and just make a gun, you have the right to do that. And – I mean, they're trying to stop the distribution of those designs, but you kind of have to look at the choices you have available. Number one, the 3D printers that are available are $1,500, something like that. Now, that technology is probably going to get cheaper, I understand. But then you have the material that's made out of. They're made out of, I believe, PLA and ABS and a couple other pieces of plastic. You have to buy the strands. You have to buy the plastic. You have to buy the 3D printer. You have to buy all these things to do this. To me, that's more trouble. I guess the thing about it is now you're going to be in trouble if you leave your 3D printer laying around and your kid gets to it. But they have to have the technology still to know how to assemble it, put it together, what caliber it fires. But the thing about it is the plastics is made out of, if you look at the tensile strength of PLA plastic and ABS plastic, it's all around 7,000 PSI, something like that. If you look at the chamber pressures for like a 9mm caliber, that's over 30,000 PSI. So you're actually taking your life in your own hands by firing one of these things. Now, will it work? Well, I'm seeing them firing, and I'm seeing them shoot them out of about a 2-inch barrel, and I don't know what the accuracy would be on that. And I've seen them fire 380s, and I've actually read where they could fire 7.62 somewhere out of Europe, but I haven't seen the length of the barrels. The barrels are actually what causes the accuracy. Increases the accuracy and lets you get where you're going, but as far as having a decent firearm, but the whole thing about it is it's already illegal in ATF regulations to have a firearm that's not detectable, and I just don't understand how many laws do you have to say something's illegal when they already have laws on the books that say this is illegal, and murder is illegal, all these other things are illegal, but what are they saying? Are they saying we're going to make more laws because we can't enforce the ones we have? That's really what they're saying. And, yes, they're causing a panic over something that if somebody wanted to really go to Lowe's, they could buy a couple of pieces of pipe. Now, would it go bang one time? Sure. Is it going to shoot 500 or 1,000 rounds through it? No. It's made for one shot. It's made for just, you know. But people can do that already. If they wanted to go do assassinations or anything else that's already illegal, then making a little one-shot firearm out of stuff you can buy and piece together at your house is not a big deal. Not to me, anyway.
You hang on for me, if you will. AceFirearms.com, that's where you can find what Roger does. We're going to talk a little bit in the next segment about what he does, because just simply sitting out there and saying, well, he builds guns and he sells guns, that's like looking at the tip of the iceberg and saying, pretty. You know, there's a lot more to it. There's a lot more depth to Ace Firearms. And this, my guess is Roger Ward will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Roger Ward from Ace Firearms, and I'm going to try to name all of the companies that are encompassed within Ace Firearms. First of all, you have Red Alligator, which is a holster company, a really good holster company, an unsung holster company. Because Roger hasn't gone full bore with it. Then you have Militia Arms Custom, which, I mean, I've got two pistols that I'm running. I ran in a class or two. And those guns I would stack against any of the Gucci Glocks out there. And, well, we're not ramped all the way up on that yet, either. This is a company that is going to erupt here very soon. And he's going to ride with me as we go along with that. But with you, Roger, where did now you are an industrialist. You build industrial machinery, yeah?
Yes. We deal with what we actually do is we're an industrial supplier. We also have a machine shop, so we do machine and build industrial components and manufacture those components. And we are also a UL508 control panel shop, so it means we build big PLC panels that control manufacturing machinery. So we do a multitude of things, yes.
So within that, you became, I guess you got to a certain point with your first business, with the biggest part of the umbrella, and you decided then to go out there and get an FFL?
Well, actually, I've had firearms since I was 9 years old, so
right.
It's always been a passion, and it's always been something of interest. And to be honest with you, when you have the machinery and you have the capabilities and you have the understanding and the mechanical inclination, it's the question becomes why not?
Yeah. Gun shop at Ace Firearms is at first when you walk in, it's very unassuming because you don't know what's behind it. Very good selection of various things, ammunition, accessories, all this stuff. Carry AR-500 armor. You're a dealer of that. I mean, you carry lots of things, carriers and all sorts of things. More than your average bear. Actually, a very enviable selection of stuff. And that's the tip of the iceberg. Yeah.
Well, with our capabilities, yes, it is. It's we have our own spray booths. We have, of course, our own. We do our own customization as far as Cerakoting, KG gun coat. We also do slide porting and custom pistol slides. That's what we're doing a lot of now. But we also laser engraving, so custom engraving. We view ourselves as a up and coming custom firearm manufacturer and customizer. So if you look at the Facebook pages and otherwise, you'll see a lot of the things we've done. It's really a big variety on all sides, and it's a lot of fun to do. It's been very enjoyable, and we intend to continue to do it for a very long time.
The Militia Arms custom journey is very interesting because conceptually it began with you picking some parts, you figuring out how to make those parts work together fairly well. Not as easy as at first blush, where you're just buying this piece and that piece of the polymer 80 lower and this slide from this company and sticking it together and sticking a barrel in it and saying, I got a gun. Not quite that easy, is it? It's something you have to actually do a little fitting for.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And which is where our ability to customize comes in. It's easy to buy a polymer 80 frame. It's easy to pick up a couple of Glock slides and do things, but our niche is actually taking those components and making them work very well together. The whole point being is the tolerances between the manufacturers makes it a touch and go. So a lot of times when you see people with these homemade guns, they really, you know, they have issues. They don't load correctly, or they don't, you know, they can only go through a few rounds. They just don't last very long.
Right.
We actually take the time to tweak all of that, adjust the springs, change the springs, and give the customer what they want. And if we need to lighten the slide, we do that. But we actually take them out, test fire them, make sure they hum, and that they are a very well-oiled machine before somebody like you gets a hold of one.
Which, the various stages and everything now. In the beginning, it was the slides from another vendor, and then now the two guns that I have currently now, these slides are straight out of Ace Firearms, straight out of your warehouse. You milled them, you CNC'd them, you fitted them. I don't want to know how many you messed up. did you mess up any? Really?
So
you did your own R, you did your own internal R&D and everything else, and you before you finally put that out?
Oh, yeah. The original slides were a lighter stainless steel version. I forget the official number of it, but the Rockwell hardness of it was only like a 32 Rockwell C, which a standard Glock, I don't know the exact number because it's kind of proprietary, but or it's very proprietary, but I believe it's somewhere in a 62 Rockwell C. So the original slides, they were actually too soft. Now, they made them out of that because they didn't want them to corrode. And that way they can machine and send raw slides out, and then you can do whatever. But with those slides, even if we tried to harden or heat treat that material, the most we could get out of it was, I think, a 38 Rockwell or something. So we just couldn't get where we were going. So what we did is we actually machined out our own 4140 steel slides. You take those as a standard. It starts out at a Rockwell of about 30 or 32. You machine out what you're going to do. You make the actual functioning slide. You send it out and get it heat treated, and you have something with a Rockwell of somewhere around 62. So it's literally probably within a few points of being what a Glock is. So it's their actual metal material is proprietary as well, but we can get close enough to say it does exactly what we want it to do. So, yes, it was a process. We scrapped everything's a learning process. Every angle, every bit of functionality down to a few thousandths is actually a process.
And we're
in a painful experience.
When we're coming up on the next break, when we get back, I want to describe the guns that I've got and just talk about what I found with them when I took them to Camden and shot them for 1,000 rounds. The only malfunction I had were the ones that we induced to work on clearing malfunctions. And then one time when I was shooting weak hand and in the middle of a asthma attack, I did have a stovepipe because I really wasn't hanging on to the gun. Well, I was hanging on to it, but I wasn't hanging on well enough. So that wasn't the gun. That was the shooter. The guns themselves functioned flawlessly in the dust, in the dirt, all day long, in the heat. It was a beautiful thing. And you can go to acefirearms.com right now and find out some of the stuff they can do. If you just want your slide done, they can do that. You want your lower done, they can do that. You need a new finish, they got that. That's also a wonderful thing. My guest is Roger Ward. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump awarded the Medal of Honor to Air Force Sergeant John Chapman, who gave his life to save more than 20 fellow service members on a mountain in Afghanistan back in 2002. The president shares more of what Sergeant Chapman did to earn the Medal of Honor.
John left the safety of the first bunker to fire a second enemy grenade at another bunker. As John fired on the second bunker, he was shot and fell to the ground and lost consciousness. Even though he was mortally wounded, John regained consciousness and continued to fight on, and he really fought.
The illegal immigrant accused of murdering 20-year-old Iowa college student Molly Tibbetts will be held on $5 million cash bond. He was also charged today with first-degree murder. If convicted, he faces life in prison without parole. This is USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Got a couple of pistols made by my guest. They're called MACs, Militia Arms Customs. One is the CP9 compact pistol. The other one is the FP9, the full-sized pistol. These are Glock clones. What I like about them is they have a little straighter grip angle. They did the entire slides from scratch. They took them just bar stock and made a slide. Then they did all the testing and fitting and all of these things. Then they figured out the spring. They figured out the trigger. The triggers are not stock triggers. Everything about the guns are just absolute custom guns. And most people that are doing this type, I've seen a lot of people trying to do the same thing they're doing, and they're doing it off the shelf. This is not when Roger is done with these guns, everything about them will be 100% original. Is that something you always intended to do, or did you just come up with it when we started talking about it? Where was that in your thought process?
No, it was as far as actual manufacturing and producing, I guess the word would be custom guns because that's what they are. It was always there. We have a lot of intentions as far as what we want to do. The actual manufacture of the slides, making the slides out of 4140 steel, if we try to ship them out like that, they'll be prone to rusting. We have to keep them oiled. There's a lot of logistics involved in trying to make slides and sell slides like that on the internet like a lot of people do. Which I mentioned earlier, some of the other people make them out of a stainless steel version or alloy. And
right.
So their intention is to actually sell the components, to sell the frames. And actually, I believe at some point in time we had discussed what it takes to get your own frames. And we're in the process of doing that. To give you an idea, I'll tell you the logistics behind that, which is to buy or produce your own mold. Costs for a frame on a slide costs between $65,000 and $85,000 just for a mold to make a frame.
Right.
But then they produce those frames in minimum quantities of, say, 5,000 to 10,000 at a time. To give you an idea how that works, the cost per frame, truthfully, is about $3 a piece. That's what's in it. It's just a piece of plastic.
So right.
But the hurdle to it is the initial mold cost and what it takes to get into that part of it. So, you know, for the time being, we're manufacturing the other components. We use some of the polymer 80s to get where we're going, and we do have to tweak them, modify them, and do several things to get where we're going. It's a process, but we're in the middle of trying to do that. Once we get to that point, then, yes, we can customize our own frames and our own slides and move forward from there.
Is this as far? I mean, will you be looking at other models? Am I correct in this? Most of the Glocks you can clone in time. The wide bodies, the short bodies, the 9s, the 40s, you can clone the 10s and the 45s. You can clone all of them because you've figured out the slide and everything else that goes along with it. And now you're just going to have to work on the molds and everything else, which I guess is going to be your next step. Is that true?
Well, as far as manufacturing slides, that's the easy part. There's no rocket science about machining the slides. Now, there's a few angles and a few other things, and the question has to be there, you know, how content are you to manufacture a clone of something else? Well, the answer is, for the time being, let's just say it's a stepping stone to gaining where we're trying to be, and yes, we, from that point forward, we can start to make our own slides with our own designs and modify from there. It's a matter of picking up and moving forward. Now, as far as the 10s and the 45s, that we do not do yet because there's not any frames available that I've seen for those type of calibers, the larger calibers. Now, you can get the slides to do that. That's not a problem. But the actual frames, that would take an actual a frame that would be designed or can handle that. So far, I haven't seen one. It's not there. It's not there, but I just haven't seen it.
Now, in addition to the manufacturing that you do, you can also take a gun as it exists right now today, and you can do all of the slide modifications and all the frame modifications that anybody else does out there, right?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Well, no, I mean, for everybody out there, that sounds quite innocuous when you think about that, but like 3 or 4 years ago, there was like one company out there doing this. And they were outsourcing it. And as of right now, I only know of maybe 3 or 4 that actually do it on any sort of scale. And you do it and deliver at about a third of the price. That's the exciting part about it.
Well, the modification part of it, the thing about what we can do is we do all of this under one roof. So if you want custom laser engraving, it doesn't really matter what it is. We have, I think, 5 lasers that we can custom laser engrave. We have the ability to do all kinds of custom patterns. The CNC machinery and otherwise, we have manual and CNC machinery. So the ability, and we're expanding that. We just added some machinery. We're going to add some more here in about another week and a half. So we are expanding our capabilities to do all of that and do smaller projects. You know, we have a lot of other things that we intend to do as far as accessories for rifles and ARs and whatever else and pistols. But we have to start one step at a time. Like that, if we're going to spend, you know, $200,000 or $300,000 on machinery, then spending $85,000 on a mold will wait a little bit longer. So we're not the government in some massive organization. So we do have our limitations, but we have the capabilities to do all of this in-house at the moment, so we don't have to sub it out and send it somewhere else across the country to get it done.
You just sent a couple of people away. You sent some people to get trained, too, as well. I mean, so you have a burgeoning group of people that are going to be somewhat artistic when it comes to some of the stuff you're going to do with guns.
Oh, absolutely. We believe in continual improvement on all sides. That means machining capabilities and artistic capabilities. Now, how artistic they end up being, I think they've already shown that they've got that under control. But each one has their own personal view of what they like to do.
I don't know. I think people like a personalized gun. I mean, people like personalized everything anyway. You know, if that were not the case, then there would be no personalized license tag. So the idea of a personalized gun, which Roger's working on one that we're calling the Musashi gun. And at some point you'll get to see that. And it's just splendid. It's absolutely splendid. And this is then that we're in the ramp up period right now. This is not where they're going to be. This is on the way to where they're going to be. The ramp up period, I can't wait to get there. He's going to be with me for quite some time. So I get to watch as this occurs. And so will you, as you'll be listening. And this is the first time, but it's not going to be his last time on the show. Tomorrow I got to go to him, and he's going to go bust me out a red alligator custom holster. Which is, that's a thing all by itself. I mean, the vacuum press that he has and everything. He could paint it, he could put a holster on it, he could build it, he could mill it, he could do it all in one spot. And that's very unique in the gun industry. I don't know of anybody else that does that many different things in-house. That's the exciting part about it. Do you get the impact of what you do?
Oh no, we're just having fun.
It's just a party over there at Ace Firearms. And that's where you go. You go to acefirearms.com, and there you can see some of the stuff he's doing. And he hasn't even got the web. He'll be the first to tell you, I don't have everything on there I can do. That's the scary part for some people, because that you go to that website that's going to be like a well-put-together epic, if you will. But we'll be right back. My guest is Roger Ward from Ace Firearms. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, raising our voices alone or together, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field, seeing the world through new eyes, and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Roger Ward from Ace Firearms, and one thing I like about Roger is that he seems almost completely self-contained. But as we were talking earlier, in all matters in business, that's not necessarily the case. You've seen the things about Shopify, Roger. What are your thoughts on that as we look out there? Is that something that you think may become widespread? Is that something to worry about?
Well, obviously so. It's not just their ability to disconnect. I mean, we live in a capitalistic society, so the answer is just get everybody together that's a conservative or believes in the Second Amendment and tell these people they have no, just see how much business they can lose, which I expect they probably will. I think we're obviously on the trend with that, with the NFL kneeling thing that's going on and Facebook monitoring and banning people the way they're doing. And, you know, I think it's when you have people that control the tools to your right to speech, your right to free speech, or your right to a constitutional right, and they deny it, there has to be repercussions to it. Now, the answer to that, people will say, well, that's their platform. They can do whatever they want to. Well, it's also a capitalistic society, and we just don't need to buy from them. So we need to make that a statement. Frankly, the Shopify model is a little confusing in the fact that they sell online stores, which is the same thing I believe Big Commerce does.
Right.
And at least if I read the model correctly, but I don't know that wouldn't be the cause of a lot of legal wrangling over that, because they've sold you a template, they've sold you a store, you bought the store, you had the right to buy the store, and if they change their terms of use after you've already done so, they've really, in my opinion, done something that they should pay a price for. They've taken something that they agreed to let you do. You put the money and the effort and the time into it, and then they said, oh, no, never mind, you can't do that. Well, the only thing you can really say to that is when liberals control or progressives control your outlet for free speech and constitutional rights, we just need to find something else to do. I did find a quote from this guy that said, their chief executive officer, and he said, solely deferring to the law in this age of political gridlock is too idealistic and functionally unworkable in fast-moving internet. Mm. We have found ourselves in a position of having to make our own decisions on some of these issues, and along the way, we had to accept the neutrality, that neutrality is not a possibility. So in other words, they're going to make their own laws and give you any constitutional rights they choose to. So I thought that was pretty ridiculous.
Well, they're a Canadian company, and I know that Jeff Duncan, for example, is looking at these guys that keep doing this. I'd like to see more people do it. My thoughts are, though, that if Operation Choke Point was bad or illegal in any way, which apparently Congress thought it was, then this is just a version of that. The other thing is that they are a Canadian company. Somebody's allowing them to do business in the United States. If they've got 600,000 clients, should we try to find a way to run them out of business in the United States? Would that be painful to them, you think?
Oh, it should be. Like I said, we're if they're across the border, that's their choice. But I think highly of the Canadians. Actually, I know a lot of them that live up there, and it's a different way of life as far as I'm concerned. But if they choose not to value our Constitution and not to value our rights and what we choose to do, then we have the free right to go somewhere else. So I think what you're going to see, if it were my choice, what we would start to see is alternatives. And if, frankly, the liberals and progressives say they want unity, say they want tolerance, but in every instance, they create division, and that's exactly what this will do. So whoever is pro-Second Amendment basically will put their e-commerce shops at that location, and whoever doesn't want to sell firearms or is not pro-Second Amendment would go to Shopify. And so by simply making these decisions, they create divisiveness. And to me, that's true of Facebook. I think we ought to find alternatives to Facebook and basically hurt them in the pocketbook. And we have a conservative social platform that we can do whatever we want to. I'm a capitalist, so I believe we just do something else and go away. Do something else and start our own networks and compete with them and cost them money.
Well, I mean, Facebook is their traffic since 2016 is cut in half. And that's their overall traffic. So they've already sort of hurt themselves with all the data breaches and everything else, and now with all of this censorship. Although I've noticed that Trump is beginning to notice this, and he's started pointing it out on Twitter, which seems to be his way of starting every conversation, which I don't have a problem with myself. And I'm wondering if we might not see something where they say, look, if you guys want to be a public forum, that's fine, but if you go out there and you create a monopoly with the public forum, and then all of a sudden, like you said, you change your terms of service and start discriminating against people, well, you got two choices. We're either going to regulate you, or you can declare yourself a utility, and then you don't have to worry about what you might instigate, because a utility cannot instigate anything.
What I would say as far as the platforms, frankly, as far as I'm concerned, when they get to be a certain size, I think the government ought to kind of step on them and monitor them and keep up with that. Now, that's anti-capitalist, and I'm sure I'll hear about that, but the whole point being is we have freedom of speech, and when progressives say that, well, AR-15s weren't around, and at the time the Constitution was signed, well, neither was Facebook, neither were social platforms that were instantaneous on a global basis, and if somebody restricts your free speech on that platform, within certain rights, obviously, not terrorists and things like that, or inciting violence and all this kind of stuff, obviously. But I think they've really crossed the boundary now recently, and we just need to find alternatives to it. But I do find it amazing that Facebook does not have a problem with saying that's their platform and you don't have a right to do what you're going to do. But at NFL football, I consider NFL football to be its own platform, and now we're being told that they have the right to express themselves if they want to kneel. Well, I think it's the same thing. We should be able to say, no, they can't kneel in NFL football, and the football owners can say, no, you can't do that, because they own the rights to the platform, and NFL football is a corporation, so, and the independent owners. So I see it's ironic to look at the two differences and how they say, oh, they have the right to do that over here, but we don't have the right to do that over there.
Right. That is an interesting contradiction. Do you expect to see this resolve itself, or is the marketplace going to have to take care of it, and that means it's going to take a little bit of time, or what are you thinking?
I don't know. If somebody wants to donate a few $1 billion, I'll start another social network, and I'll have it done in the next few weeks. What do you think? Let's go. But, no, I do think that they're sealing their fate. The fact that Trump was elected shows that at least half the people in this country don't agree with him. And if they choose to do what they're going to do, I think they're going to find – I think they're creating the very division they complain about. So I think the people that are conservatives and pro-Second Amendment and pro-free speech should go out, and we should find businesses that support ourselves. I mean – I find it absurd as well that they want to say that Facebook has the right to do what it wants to do, but this guy in California can't even refuse to make a cake. So without getting sued for years. So
right.
I find all that absolutely amazing, but we should just segregate. We should segregate the conservatives into our own capitalistic and entrepreneurial type of businesses. And when the money starts to go away from the progressives, they're going to say, hey, wait. And I guarantee you they'll come back to the table after that.
Well, I'm sure.
So I'd say hit them in the pocketbook, Bill. That's what I believe in.
I'm looking for ways to do that myself. I want to see Shopify be deprived of their right to do business here. I'm sure that'll hit them in the pocketbook. In any event, tomorrow I will be filming a little bit at Roger's place because he's going to make me a nice holster for this pistol I've got. And nobody makes a holster nicer or faster than Roger does. So you'll be seeing some more of his stuff soon. And this, like I said, this is the ramp up. We're in the middle of the ramp up. I can't wait to see where it goes. To find out where it goes, you can go to acefirearms.com. They have a whole host of services that some of you want. Some of you want to try. I guarantee you. I guarantee you do. And it's just about discovering them. Go discover Ace Firearms at acefirearms.com. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Truly a diamond. Not even a diamond in the rough. It's out there sparkling right now. You can go see it anytime you like. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.